Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipe and topic of conversation is Brussels sprouts. Every now and then, I get a recipe request from a listener that I just can't answer. Okay, well, let me rephrase that. It's not so much that I can't answer it, but rather that I don't want to answer it, because the food in question is one I don't particularly like to eat, let alone serve. Yeah, I know that's kind of childish, and you can't make me eat this kind of stuff kind of way, but just such a request came across my email yesterday from a longtime listener, and I decided to put aside my personal prejudice against said food and do the best I could. Imagine my surprise, and dare I say it, delight, when I discovered that my childhood repugnance for the Brussels sprout was merely a figment of my taste buds' imagination, and they're actually quite delicious. What started out as a chore became a search for recipes I knew would be added to my permanent collection. The Brussels sprout is actually kind of a mini cabbage. It's sort of like cauliflower, kale, and turnips. Brussels sprouts of good quality, according to the USDA, are hard or firm, compact, fresh, bright in appearance, and have a good green color. Those that are wilted or have yellowed leaves are usually kind of aged and stale, and you really should avoid them. When buying your Brussels sprouts, always try to buy them in bulk. The prepackaged kinds always are kind of washed and cut, and they're very good for you. As I said before, larger Brussels sprouts are not always better Brussels sprouts. Smaller sprouts are usually milder and sweeter. So join me in setting aside those preconceived notions about the Brussels sprout and try the following recipes. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Just a quick note, when you're preparing your Brussels sprouts, cook and trim the bottom and score a little bit of an X at the bottom. It'll help it cook faster. If you want to cook a classic recipe for Brussels sprouts, you need about 4 cups of water, a steamer basket, about 1 pound of Brussels sprouts that have been trimmed and cut in half, and about a tablespoon or 3 of unsalted butter, margarine, or olive oil. As I said before, cut your Brussels sprouts, trim the bottom, place a little X, pour the water into a large saucepan, and bring it to a boil. Place the Brussels sprouts in the steamer basket over the boiling water. Cover the saucepan and steam for 8 to 10 minutes until the Brussels sprouts are tender. Drain them, place them in a bowl, and toss them with the butter, margarine, or olive oil, and sprinkle with a little salt and pepper to taste. Makes about 4 servings. You can always double it or triple it depending on the amount of people you're going to be serving. Now, I like to sauté my Brussels sprouts. This is just a slight take on the previous recipe. You need about 20 to 25 Brussels sprouts, about 2/3 of a cup of onions diced, about 3 tablespoons of white wine, about 1/2 cup of chicken or vegetable broth, about 3 to 4 tablespoons of margarine, and salt and pepper to taste. After you cut the Brussels sprouts in half, place them in a skillet with the melted butter. Sauté them for about 3 minutes. Add the onions, sauté for another 2 to 3 minutes. Add a pinch of salt, a grind or 2 of pepper, and the white wine. Cook for 2 or 3 more minutes, pour into a bowl, and serve. It serves about 4. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. You can contact me at nipr.fm or ezTlog, that's just Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. You can always catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at www.jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz, and as always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.